The first Bible reading today comes from Matthew 11, 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been communicated to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
今天的圣经经文在马太福音11章25至30节。那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的没有人知道父。凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
啊，我们讲马太福音这个第五章的八福有一段时间了。
We have been doing a series of sermons on the Beatitudes found in Matthew chapter 5.
啊，那么第三个福是温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
The third Beatitude says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth."
但是耶稣所说的这个温柔是什么意思？
But what does Jesus mean by meek?
要知道耶稣在山上这个教导的时候呢，这些听众啊，是一些破碎的人，孤独的人，受伤的人，还有穷人。
The first thing to point out is that when Jesus was teaching on the mountain, his listeners were the broken ones, the lonely, the hurting, and the poor.
那么世人看来，他们这些失败者。
In the world's eyes, they were failures.
那么这些是温柔的人。
These are the people, however, who are the meek.
啊，因为他们没有机会，才愿意坐在他的脚前。
And because they had nowhere else to turn, they were the ones who were willing to come to Jesus and sit at his feet.
啊，因为他们的温柔，耶稣称他们是为有福的。
It was because of their meekness that Jesus calls them blessed.
而今天的经文马太福音十一章耶稣继续解释 到底谁是这些温柔的人。
In today's passage from Matthew 11, Jesus goes further to describe who are the meek.
这次呢他用这些小孩子做例子。
This time he uses little children as his example.
小孩子们温柔因为他们知道自己软弱很容易失败。
Children are meek because they know that they are weak,and can easily fail in so many ways.
他们温柔，所以喜欢呢找人帮助。
And so in their meekness, children easily turn to others for help.
那么今天经文说第一个值得注意的地方说耶稣在那里祷告。
The first thing to notice in today's passage is the fact that Jesus is praying.
为什么他祷告？
Why is he praying?
他在给我们看他是如何依靠天父。
He is showing us his total dependence on his Father.
那么首先耶稣是一个很完美的，他是这样的一个温柔的人。
First and foremost, Jesus is the perfection of meekness.
他是上帝的儿子。
He is the Father's Son.
用祷告呢耶稣来帮助这个他的身边这些跟随的人，能够看见上帝是他们的父。
And by his
什么都不管的而是一个我们可以依靠的。
And so by his prayer, Jesus wants to help his followers to see God as their Father, not as some remote tyrant who has nothing to do with our present life, but someone we can depend on.
所以耶稣来祷告。
And that's why Jesus prays.
来感谢上帝照顾他的子女，并且把自己展示给他们。
He's thanking the Father for taking care of his children and revealing himself to them.
那么这个和我们有什么关系？
So what does this have to do with us?
啊，今天我们的焦点是门徒训练团队啊，还有他们所带领的这些小组。
As you heard, our focus today is on discipleship and the cell groups that are led in our church.
那么为什么要参加一个团契呢？
Why do people join cell groups?
啊，这个不是因为我们觉得自己很聪明、很成熟。
It's not because we think we are clever or mature.
完全相反，像小孩子啊，我们承认我们自己软弱，常常会走偏。
It's quite the opposite. Like little children, we admit that we are weak and often led astray.
所以我们要谦卑下来，要认识到我们自己需要学习更多天父的爱和恩典。
In humility, we recognize our own need to learn more about the Father's love and grace.
所以耶稣要他的跟随者像他一样，能够看见上帝是天父，可以是一个可以依赖的。
Jesus calls his followers to be like him, that is to see God as their Father.Someone to depend on.
所以门徒首先要温柔。
Indeed, to be a disciple starts by being meek.
做门徒而不温柔，这怎么行呢？
You can't be a disciple without being meek.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为只有温柔的人才承认需要耶稣。
Because only the meek person will admit that they need God.
他们知道他们必须来到天父的面前。
They know they must come to him as Father.
那么这就是为什么要有查经、有讨论、有主日学啊等等。
That's really why we have Bible studies and discussion groups and Sunday school and so on.
我们包括小孩子都可以认识上帝天父。
We, that's including our children, can all come to know God as our Father.
我们都可以学习像小孩子一样来依靠他。
We can all learn to depend on Him like little children.
我们总以为小孩子太小太幼稚啊，没法信上帝。
We often think that children are too young or too naive to be able to have faith in God.
要让我说，他们其实比我们更有机会认识上帝。
Let me tell you, they have a better chance to know God than we do.
我们成人啊，认为自己都行。
Adults tend to think that they can make it on their own.
啊，孩子们是不一样的。
But children know better.
啊，他们知道。必须要依靠别人才能够舒适，才能够安全。
Children know that they totally depend on someone else for their life and well-being.
好，我女儿丽子喜欢在这个睡前祷告哈，她祷告特别长。
My daughter Liz loves to say long prayer before she goes to bed each night.
啊，我需要很多耐心去听她祷告。
In fact, I have to be very patient with the way she prays.
但是可以告诉你一个秘密哈，如果我有特别的需要祷告的事情啊，我都会让例子来祷告。
But let me tell you a secret. Every now and then, if I have something that I really need to pray about, I ask Liz to pray with me.
是因为他们很温柔，孩子们知道他们需要上帝的帮助。
Because of their meekness, children know they need God's help.
他们比我们依靠上帝。
They depend on God more than we do.
我们成人的心常常被自满和骄傲所污染。
Our adult hearts are often contaminated by self-sufficiency and pride.
我们认为我们不需要上帝的帮助。
We think we don't need God's help.
啊，这个是很傻。
How foolish.
啊，耶稣说我们需要变成小孩子。
Jesus says we all need to become like little children.
这样才能看见天国。
Only then will we see the kingdom of heaven.
所以二十五节耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
In his prayer in verse 25, it's interesting that Jesus says, you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned.
他的意思不是上帝故意把真相隐藏，不让聪明的人发现，而是唯一认识他的途径是谦卑温柔。
It does not mean that God has deliberately concealed the truth from the wise ones.But that the only way to know him is through humility and meekness.
无论我们是在查经还在团契啊，谦卑下来，我们才能够学习以这个耶稣所对我们的这个启示。
No matter whether we are in a Bible study group or in a cell group, only when we humble ourselves can we be willing to learn from Jesus as he reveals his Father to us.
所以我们记得啊，在马太福音里面讲，一开始耶稣就说说这个看不见的天国近了。
If you remember, right from the start of his ministry, Jesus proclaimed that the invisible kingdom of heaven was near.
但是骄傲和自满蒙着我们的眼睛是看不见的。
But we cannot perceive it if we allow pride and arrogance to blind our eyes.
上帝的智慧不是来自人的智慧，而是上帝的启示。
The fact is, the knowledge of God does not come through human wisdom. It comes through revelation.
我们自认为聪明的永远不会看见上帝的国度。
Those who think that they are wise and clever will never see God's kingdom.
我们宁可去参加各种投资讲座啊，各种学习班，也不会来到教堂或者参加团契。
They will go to investment lectures or educational seminars rather than coming to church or joining a cell group.
他们依靠自己的智慧，感觉自己啊高人一等。
They will rely on their own human wisdom and education to make them feel superior to others.
那么这种自满使他们不愿意来到上帝面前去相信他的救赎。
And it's this self-sufficiency which keeps them from coming to the Father and trusting in Him for salvation.
说耶稣告诉我们，要通过他来到天父的面前，他只需要一个简单的信。
Jesus tells us that when we come to the Father through Him.All we need is simple trust.
不依靠研究方法或者什么技巧，也不是什么财富、个人的成绩，而是相信天父。
It is not by intellectual skill or research method. It's not by wealth or personal achievement, but through trust in our Father.
我们必须愿意像小孩子相信上帝和天父。
We must become like little children and trust in God the Father.
当然我们很难相信这个上帝啊，是因为他看不见他。
Of course, it's hard to trust in God as Father if we cannot see Him.
也很难说管上帝叫天父，因为他又不在跟前。
It's hard to call God Father when He's not physically present.
所以我们有耶稣做我们的中介。
That's why we need Jesus as our mediator.
啊，只有他可以指向天父。
Only the true Son can show us the Father.
所以二十七节这样说，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的没有人知道父。
Listen to what Jesus says in verse 27. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
而耶稣啊，指向自己，说他呢是上帝的儿子，他是一个真正的温柔和谦卑的。
Jesus is pointing to himself as the perfect son. He is the truly meek and humble one.
啊，通过他，我们来到上帝的面前。
And through him, we come to the Father.
啊，就像我们教会的这个图标所展示的哈，我们的这个中心呢是耶稣。
That's why our focus, as our church logo so clearly shows, is always on Jesus.
唯有通过耶稣才能真正的认识上帝。
Through Jesus and only through Jesus can the real knowledge of God the Father be known.
啊，这就是为什么我们啊谦卑的、温柔的学习上帝的话。
That's why we must be humble and meek as we come to study God's word to us.
所以耶稣带我们到天父的跟前。
Jesus will then lead us to the Father.
他还会带我们去往平安。
Moreover, he will lead us to a place of peace.
二十八节说啊，说凡劳苦重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Jesus says in verse 28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
那么很多人认为安息就是死啊，好像耶稣说有一天我们死了啊，你就去天堂。
Many people that think that the rest here means death, as if Jesus is saying that one day we will go to heaven when we die.
啊，这个和耶稣说之前的所矛盾。
But that.Directly contradicts what Jesus claims earlier.
哦，大家还记得哈？
Do you remember?
啊，说温柔的要承受地土。
He said the meek will inherit the earth.
啊，那么什么是安息呢？地上的安息。
What Jesus means by rest, therefore, is rest here on the earth.
说安息呢，啊，就说是像小孩子一样生活。
It's the rest that comes from living as God's children.
啊，这种安息现在就来到啊，在地上的生活当中。
It's the rest that comes to us right now, in the midst of this life on earth.
啊，所以耶稣继续讲哈，说讲他的这个轭，说我心里如何谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式， 这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
That's why Jesus goes on to speak of his yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, he says. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
负担耶稣的轭，这个意思就是与他同行，一起学习上帝的爱。
To be yoked with Jesus means to walk closely with him, constantly learning from him about the love of the Father.
我们今天这个门徒训练部门邀请大家啊，共同这个去挑耶稣这个担子，学习他啊，去参加一个小组或者团契。
Today, our discipleship team would like to invite all of us to be yoked to Jesus and to learn from him by joining a Bible study group or a cell group.
好，每一个小组等一下在礼堂里面 有所展示。
Tables have been set up down in the hall where each group has a small display.
但是我们说到在挑自己的担子之前呢，首先要谦卑自己，要成为温柔。
But before any of us will ever want to be yoked to Jesus and learn from him, we will have to become humble. We will have to become meek.
所以跟随耶稣唯一的这个方法呢，就成为他的门徒，一个学习的人。一个温柔的学习的人，知道怎么样去依靠上帝，我们的天父。
The only way to follow Jesus is to be his disciple and therefore a learner, a meek learner who understands what it means to depend on God as our Father. Amen.
Amen.